Hi everyone, welcome back to series 2 of Not Another Sales Podcast. I'm Chris Hatfield, aka Not Another Sales Guy. I'm a sales and mindfulness coach, trainer, consultant and speaker. I work with corporate sales teams and leaders, along with startup business owners passionate about what they do, but wanting to up their sales game. My main mission is helping us all become more mindful of how we elevate our performance, perspective and potential. If you want to know more, then look me up on LinkedIn. Chris Hatfield, always happy to chat. So if you're new to Not Another Sales Podcast, here's what to expect. It's aimed at giving you insights into how you can be successful within the world of sales, whether that's your career or your own business. We go deeper into the thought process and mindset needed for success when selling and when running a business, not just the skills and output. So if you're looking for a podcast with a difference that starts with the mind in mind, this is for you. So enough about me, let's get started. On today's episode, I'm joined by Jade Vincent, TikTok influencer with 1.3 million followers, TikTok and Gen Z marketing expert and speaker. And Jade and I are going to be talking all about finding your niche. Jade's going to start by giving us a bit more of an insight into the world of TikTok and what it's all about, what inspired her to start what she's doing now, why she thinks she's been successful around it, and why she thinks it's so important for people to be able to find their niche in their life. She'll also be sharing some useful tips on how you can encourage others to find their niche. So if you're listening to this and you still feel like in life that you're searching for something that you can really get your teeth into, that you're really passionate about, then this is for you. Tune in and enjoy. Jade, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. Thanks. Really good. Thank you for joining me on an episode of Not Another Sales Podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Good. And Jade, obviously I'm very familiar with what you do, but it would be great for you to give the listeners who might be the first time coming across you exactly who you are and what makes you you.
Okay, so I'm a TikTok influencer with 1.3 million followers, but I'm also on LinkedIn too to help teach brands and businesses how they can be successful on TikTok as well.
Interesting, great. And for people that are thinking, what's TikTok? And they're probably, they've probably been hiding under a rock if they are thinking that. Can you give them a bit of a lowdown on what that is?
Yeah, so TikTok is a new social media app that's really like growing big. It's like 15 second videos with music, and you can just make fun content on there.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Great. And I've seen a few of your videos actually. Dance tutorials, very good.
Thank you. I'd
be lying if I said I didn't try them.
I love that.
Yeah. So Jade, the reason why, you know, when I came across you and heard about you, I think it's through Richard Moore actually, when you spoke to him, was I just found it really interesting. Obviously, you know, this sort of TikTok's relatively the newest of the new, really, when you think about social media. And it got me thinking around, you know, what you've been doing, and you found with what you do on there as well a real kind of niche in terms of what people want and what engages people, and clearly you've been very successful with it. So I kind of wanted to talk about today a bit around that, kind of finding your niche and how you've gone about it, and, you know, was it the first thing you tried, and how you can encourage others to do that, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. So what inspired you to start this in the first place, like going back to day dot? Was there like a day you thought, I'm gonna go on TikTok and do this, or was it like by accident? Like, talk to me a bit about that.
So I had just moved to a completely different country. I moved from the UK to Canada, and I had like no friends, and I wasn't in school at the time because it was summer. Okay. And I was surrounded by my family like all day, every day, which can drive you pretty insane. So I was scrolling through Instagram and I just saw TikTok all over, like meme pages and stuff, people making funny videos and that. So I was like, I'm going to try this out. So when I first started, I was just posting like stupid comedy videos, and I wasn't really getting anywhere until I started to do something that I'm really passionate about, which is dance.
Yeah. Nice. And was what made that sort of click? Was that thinking, you know, I just got to do what I'm good at? Or was it like by accident, did you post a video and then think, oh, actually, this has got some traction?
So I saw one of my friends dancing on TikTok, and at first, like, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Because like it was mainly just comedy at the time back then. So nobody was really dancing on there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm a dancer. I've been dancing all my life. So I want to do this too. So I posted a video of me dancing and it got a lot of traction. So I was like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this because people like it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Why do you think you've been successful so far? And I know you probably want to keep yourself quite grounded and thinking there's a long way to go and there's plenty of other things you want to achieve. But what would you say has been key to that so far in terms of what you've done?
So I think I'm so successful because I did something that I love to do myself. Like, I've always loved dancing. I'm doing it all the time. Like, even when I'm like shopping and stuff, I'll be dancing around the stores. Like, I'm always doing it. It's something I'm so passionate about. And because I know that I'm good at it, people, they see and they feed off of the passion that through my videos. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I mean, I've sensed that as well. And, you know, I spoke to a couple other people as well who've watched them. And they're the same. You know, I think no one can watch a video and not want to at least try one move out.
Yeah, I think it's because they see how happy I am doing it because it's something I love, so they want to be like, they want to try it out too. So
definitely. And I suppose that kind of links in, because I was going to ask you why you think it's important for because in my eyes I think it's important everyone finds their niche or finds something they love, but why do you think from your perspective you think that's so important? What has finding that sort of given you that you didn't have before, do you think?
I think being able to hop onto TikTok and dance every day is so easy to me because I'm passionate about it. So I feel like that's so important because if you find something that you're good at and that you enjoy doing, it makes it so much easier to carry on with it. Mm. Because I don't think I'd still be doing TikToks if I continued to do comedy videos because that's something I'm not so passionate about. I mean, it's fun. I do it every now and then, but I can wake up and make a TikTok every single day dancing because I enjoy doing it so much.
Yeah. And it's quite interesting, isn't it? As I suppose you might have seen this on there, some people start something because they're doing it for the wrong intentions.
Exactly.
They love, they're doing it because they want to get the followers or the engagement, and because they're not loving it, either they don't get it or it doesn't work, because it can be a tough gig sometimes, they give up.
Exactly. Yeah. And because I've been doing dance all my life, like all my life, it's so much easier for me. And I will post the video and I'll be so happy about it. And people can see that I enjoy doing it too. So it's very important to like stick with something that you absolutely love instead of forcing yourself to do something that you think will help you gain followers.
Mm. It's a good point you mentioned there around other people can see it as well. It's not just about finding your niche or your passion because it's important for you. It's key for others, isn't it? Like, they can see that, and like you say, they can feed off of that energy. If someone's enjoying what they're doing, it's easier for them to buy into it and realize you're doing it for the right reasons.
Exactly.
And how would you encourage others, sort of people sitting there listening to this thinking, you know, I don't know what my niche is, or I don't know, I've not found anything yet. Like, what advice would you give to those people? Or others that might be going down that route thinking, I want to jump on this because it's the next big thing, but is it really something you love?
Yeah, well, it does take some time to figure it out. Like, it took me like a month until I started dancing. So definitely explore. You can try things out. You can kind of see what you enjoy and what other people enjoy from you as well. But don't get too caught up in what other people enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it yourself, it can go in a bit of a downward spiral. But yeah, definitely like explore things, try like a bit of everything.
I agree. I think, you know, sometimes we can sort of pigeonhole ourselves, and it's not always down to us. It can be down to how we're brought up or like other circumstance, and we can think, oh, this is what I'm meant to do. And it's I had a guest on once, a guy called John Sarney, who said, you know, it's, life is like trying all these different flavors. You've got to try all these different foods, because, you know, I discovered mayonnaise when I was like 15, and I was like, oh my God, like, where's this been all my life? And I didn't even know about it before.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that with these things, isn't it? Like, you know, something that is so well known, but you, until you come across it, try it, you don't know. So it's kind of, exactly, like, say, giving it a go, but doing it for the right reasons, because it's something that you might enjoy or you might find interesting, and maybe like working backwards and thinking, you know, what is it at the core of something I enjoy? Is it making people laugh? Is it dancing? Is it singing? Is it engaging people? Is it developing people? And just thinking like, what's the avenue I can go down there? Even if I can't get a job out of it yet, like how can I build a niche and a passion out of it?
100%. Because I did that too. I explored a lot. Like if you scroll through my account, you can see I did a bit of everything. Yeah. Because I wanted to see what else there was that I can do. Because dancing is great, but I want to show more as well. So I tried some things out. Some things I didn't finish because I wasn't feeling it. But I've discovered so much about myself from just exploring and trying new things.
Mm. Yeah, and it's an interesting thing you say there around, you know, if you scroll through there and you can see all the stuff you've done. I think that's important as well, isn't it? Because some people, even maybe listening to this or see things on social media and think, oh, you know, it's so easy for them. They just found it. They just started this and they're so successful, but they don't see the kind of like the transition, the kind of story behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
So what would you say you've learned most about yourself so far then on this sort of TikTok journey, or even before that or recently?
So I've actually discovered a lot about myself through this journey. And I'm a lot more confident than I thought I was.
Yeah.
I used to be like riddled with anxiety and stuff, and I'd be too scared to talk to people. But now I feel like I've discovered that I have a voice, and I can really like get myself out there, my word out there. And I'm quite happy to have found that, because I was like scared of everything. Like I would not talk to anyone. I wouldn't talk about anything. I wouldn't speak up. If I didn't like something, I'd just deal with it. But I've, ever since joining TikTok, I've discovered that it is okay to speak up, and it is okay to tell people if I don't like something. So.
Yeah. And I suppose like your communication when you, to build that confidence was through dance. Like that's how you communicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I express myself and told people how I'm feeling and stuff. So.
Yeah. So what's next for you then? You mentioned obviously you're on LinkedIn and you're advising some brands. Like where do you see this niche going, and what you want to do with it?
So ever since I was little, I've always wanted to help people and inspire people. I've always wanted to kind of be someone that people can come to for help, or to help push people to speak up for themselves. Like I very openly talk about sexuality, mental health, all of that stuff.
Mm.
Because I want to be able to, because like people see me as like this influencer, and I want to be able to influence people to be able to speak up and get help or and stuff like that. So I just want to travel the world inspiring people and speaking at events and stuff to like really help people to be successful.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And you can tell obviously from how you talk about it, and obviously what you're doing at the moment is, you know, like you say, you're inspiring people through TikTok, through dancing, but like you say, you want to sort of evolve that in different avenues now as well, and enable others, I suppose, to find their voice as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. And when you mentioned around, you know, mental health, and there's a lot of sort of stigmas attached to social media these days, of course, and it gets a lot of bad stick. And I think, you know, everything, there's good and the bad, but what advice would you have for people that perhaps get too hung up on followers and other bits on social media? Like how do you sort of manage that and not get too caught up in that and sort of gain some perspective?
I spend a lot of time with my family and my friends, because they really humble me and they really keep me on track with who I am. I've never really like had a problem, and I've never really gotten over my head because of my followers, because I still see myself as just Jade that kind of just is Jade. I've noticed that a lot of people do get really caught up in all of like the fame and the followers and stuff, and I understand why some people do get caught up with that, but it's definitely, you definitely build much better connections and people relate with you more, and they want to spend more time with you and more time watching your content if you're really like not so full of yourself and your followers and stuff. Yeah, definitely.
You know, throughout this conversation, you've mentioned a lot around passion and around authenticity. Is there anything else that you feel like you want to share with people listening to this around finding their passion or finding their niche that's kind of key to sustaining it and doing something you love?
Yeah, it does take some time to like kind of figure out what you want to do and who you are and what kind of content you want to put out there. And I don't want people to get degraded by that at all, because it did take me like some time to kind of figure out what I want to do with this and how to do it. Especially when I hopped onto LinkedIn, like I was really scared to do that, because like for an 18-year-old talking about an app like TikTok on LinkedIn, I thought people were going to be like, oh my gosh, what is this kid doing? And that really held me back, because I was scared of what other people were thinking, like, and what they were going to think of me. So the advice that I always give out is do it for you and not for anybody else. Mm-hmm. Because if you're doing it for anybody else and you kind of hold back because you're scared of what others are going to think, you're never going to like be successful, because you never know that if you're holding back on something, that thing could take you so far.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Really, really good points there. Thank you for that. And just on LinkedIn, actually, do you know what you should, I don't know if you have connected with someone called Judy Fox.
She's
a LinkedIn maestro, but she's actually started using TikTok a lot more now as well. And I think you two, if you haven't already, would have a really good conversation. See, she's sort of like the expert in LinkedIn world, and you've got the TikTok world, so you could probably like collide quite well.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jade, for your time today. It's been really enjoyable speaking to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And for anyone that's tuning in and wants to sort of follow TikTok and other places, like where can they find you and what are the handles?
Okay, so my TikTok is just Jade Can Dance. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is Jade Vincent X, and my LinkedIn is Jade Vincent.
Perfect. Well, Jade, thank you again. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, it was lovely speaking to you.
And for everyone else listening, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Not Another Sales Podcast. Hey people, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Not Another Sales Podcast. If you want to find out more and connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn under Chris Hatfield, HATFIELD, or on my website, www.notanothersalesguy.com. That's www.notanothersalesguy.com. Stay tuned in future for some courses and free content on there as well. But for now, have a good one, and I'll catch you soon.